then we will carry on. Why don't you carry on with us? 888-696-1003. Let's do caller... Today, let's do caller 3. 888-696-1003. You'll play the classic rock time capsule. A question about Aussies coming up today.
Great impersonation.
How would you learn how to do that? It's 100.3 The Sound. Howdy, everybody. It's Andy in the Afternoon. I'm Andy Chanley. There's Christian Hand right there.
Where?
Maybe he'll sign something for you if you ask nicely. And on the phone, we've got George from Simi Valley. How you doing, George?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. How you doing today?
I'm well. A little smoky out there?
No, it's not. We're not quite that close to the fire.
You're downwind from it. Okay, good.
All right, we're way downhill from the fire.
Well, hold on just a second, George, because I'm going to ask Christian a question about Ozzy, and what Christian doesn't know about Ozzy could fill volumes.
Volumes.
So you're going to second guess him, and we're going to see if we can't send you to some fun function here in Southern California, all right?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, hold tight. It's the Classic Rock Time Capsule. It's a beloved institution here in the Southland.
Where?
And we'll do it next here in the Southland. And we'll do it next on The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound. We got to get into the time capsule now, friend.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It's open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Friday. It's June 17th, 2015. On the phone, we've got George from Simi Valley. Howdy, George.
Howdy.
Just a minute, I'm going to ask Christian a question about Ozzy Osbourne. You're going to second guess him, and you're going to get a lovely prize for your trouble. But first... 50 years ago today, Paul McCartney buys the farm. I'm not talking figuratively, like the Paul is dead nonsense. He actually buys his farm in Scotland. It's a, did I say Scotland?
Yeah.
In Scotland. Yeah. Beautiful place, Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
He's arrested for growing pot on that farm. He's also inspired by the beauty of the land to write this song.
Wall of Kintyre,
yes.
Home is growing.
Mull of Kintyre, one of the biggest hits in English history.
Huge.
First song to sell a million copies in Britain. Anyway, you get to farm on this day in 1966. Big day for Jefferson Airplane today in 1967. They get their first top five single with Somebody to Love.
When the truth is found to be.
Love Jorma Kekkonen's guitar right there. Exactly 11 years later to this same day, Grace Slick is allegedly too drunk to take the stage at Germany's Lorelei Festival, but she does anyway. She reportedly sings badly and then taunts the crowd with chants of Heil Hitler.
No!
Oh, yeah. The audience riots, causing $1 million
awesome.
In damage.
Wow.
Not to be outdone, Ozfest stops in Columbus, Ohio today in 1997. Members of Pantera and other bands play about a half hour of Ozzy songs before finally announcing the Ozster needs some...
Ringona!
Got a sore throat and he won't be coming out. Audience again riots and tears up the Polaris Amphitheater. Okay, so Christian, bringing George back in for this question. What is Ozzy Osbourne's only top 10 single of his career? Is it Paranoid with Black Sabbath, Crazy Train, Close My Eyes Forever with Lita Ford, or Mama, I'm Coming Home?
It's between C and D. I'm going to go with Mama, I'm Coming Home.
All right, what do you think, George? Is he right?
Yeah.
No, say he's wrong. He's almost always wrong.
He's wrong.
He's wrong.
Wrong.
No, that's right.
Close my eyes forever.
That was my other choice.
Close My Eyes Forever is duet with former Runaway Lita Ford. That track climbs to number 8 on this day in 1988. It's the best Ozzy does in the U.S. charts. Come to think of it, it's the best showing for Lita as well. Tell him what he's won, Ozzy.
The trip.
Oh, that sounds good.
Actually, on the other hand, why don't we have Sammy tell him what he's won?
He's won tickets to see Comics Support Their Own at the Saban Theater on June 20th. It's featuring Ray Romano, Bill Burr, Brian Regan, Dana Carvey, Louis Anderson, Bob Saget, and John Lovitz.
That's a lot of people.
That's
there you go.
That's a lot of people. Ray Romano's going to be there.
Hold the phone, George. We're going to get some information from you, sir. Okay. All right, and we're going to let Ozzy, the Ozster, play us out here on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. It's 100.3 The Sound. Andy in the Afternoon. Thanks, Bingo Jed. Hey, we've got Song Fight coming up in just a few minutes, like 7-8 minutes here. So Gird your loins. I'm either going to be down to, or we're going to be even going into the weekend. I think you know what I prefer. So I'm pulling out something great. Stay tuned, and we'll tell you how you play a part in it.
I love this song.
Round one. Fight.
100.3 The Sound, where every day at right around 3:40, Christian and I will each pick out a song, and then you get to tell us which one wins. We call it Song Fight. But let's first select the songs. Christian, you won yesterday, so you get to go first, cheater.
Well, Andy, I thought that what I would do today is I would just...
I'm sorry, you go ahead. Little Ring of Fire.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash.
Little Johnny Cash, because you're such a fan.
One of my idols.
One of your favorite guys ever. And we haven't played this one yet, so I thought this would be a great song to play.
It would be a great song to play.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Because, you'd hate to see this one lose.
I really would,
you know?
Burns, 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 the ring of fire.
You know, he does this just to get under my skin.
No, I do it because...
Well, it turns out it's going to be quite a fight. Bare-knuckle fight. As I'm putting it up against the great Ray Charles.
Ooh, Andy Chanley.
There's something called What I Say.
Man, this is a bruiser. Another great one.
One is the man in black, and the other guy is black. Let's jump to this.
It's true.
What I say, tell me what I say.
Including the Raylettes.
What I say,
all right. So if you want What I Say from Ray Charles to kick off your weekend, then you want to text A to 21003. If you want Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash, then you want to text C to 21003. C for cash. And we'll have the results after 6 o'clock. Please don't do it while you're driving, and usual rates apply. So go get on that, and we'll let you decide song fight. Yes, dear?
According to the internet, Jamie Foxx isn't Ray Charles?
What? We'll have to look into that during the spot break. It's 100.3 The Sound. You know that great riff in the Tom Petty song Breakdown? Mike Campbell, Tom Petty's guitarist, tells you how that came to be.
We cut it once. It was like 6 minutes long, and we weren't really sure about it. And at the end of the 6 minutes, we had the guitar lick, dee-dee-dee, the hook. Dwight Twilley came in, who was working on his record, and he goes, "That's the lick. You should put that lick at the beginning and make that part of the song." This was late one night. I'd already gone home. I was asleep. And Tom called me at 3 a.m, woke me up out of bed and said, "You got to come down here and play this guitar lick on the front of the tune." And I said, "Oh, I'll wait for tomorrow." "No, you got to come out and do it now." So I went down and did it. That sort of pulled the whole song together. And then we cut it shorter.
Tom Petty says it's Easter, you hunt for eggs. That's the moral of that story.
What?
100.3 The Sound.
Keep it up. No, keep feet up.
Keep it up. Isn't it keep it? Keep it up?
No, it's keep feet up.
Keep feet up?
Yeah, because you're jumping, you're walking on the moon. Keep feet up.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, the stupidest thing you've ever heard is when he does it on the lute.
Ah.
That's the stupidest thing you've ever heard.
I don't care for that song anymore. Hey, what's going on in the valley?
Right now, our very own Gina Grad, Andy Chanley, is preparing along with the folks from the sound crew at Subaru and supporting the ABC Feed Social Hunger Initiative. You bring a non-perishable food item to Vons at 1855 East Cochran Street in Simi Valley until 6:30 this evening. You can hang out and get a pre-filled $5 bag on site to support the homeless and support the food initiative. So it's a great idea.
Yep. It's great.
Giving a little back.
You call it Simi Valley. I call it Seemly Valley. Huh? Nobody? Okay. Coming up, Christian's going to break down a song. Guess what it's going to be? It's on the way on the sound.
Man.
I want to break it down.
Break it down again.
See, this business here, this is a 100.3 The Sound exclusive. You don't get this anywhere else. Christian's going to break down a song that you might know.
Well, back in the day, Andy, there was a little whippersnapper going to Fairfax High by the name of Slash. I don't know if he called himself Slash when he was a whippersnapper, but he grew up to do this kind of business. Come on! That's all Les Paul, baby.
That's all Les Paul through a Marshall stack.
Cranking it rock and roll style. It's just perfect.
Butter.
I mean, we can't. If we stopped it now, there'd be a riot. We gotta let it just go. It's Wagnerian.
Here.
All right. By the way, interesting side note, Andy.
Yeah.
In England, slash is that's a street talk for having a pee.
Ah.
Yeah, taking a slash.
Throwing yellow.
Yeah.
Mm. 100.3, The Sound.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
You got Professor Harold Hill, 76 trombones. He's going to start a marching band, right? It's the Music Man. Is he really a band leader? We don't care. He's got the mojo.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Well, I wish I were tough enough. It's 100.3
Round
The Sound.
One. Fight.
Song fight tonight. Christian decided to be snarky and put up one of my idols.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash, the man in black. Here's my friend Andy Chanley.
Here's my friend Christian Hand's song for the night.
I fell into a burning ring.
If you like this
fire,
one, text seed to 21003.
Down, and the flames went higher.
And a lot of you do, it because burns, it's beaten burns, my song by burns, a 2-to-1 margin.
The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Yeah, that song is this. Ray Charles, What I Say. You need to text A to 21003 if this is your jam. Don't do it while you're driving. Usual rates apply, and we'll have the results after 6 p.m. right here on this radio station. Stay tuned.
I've just found out that an old friend of mine by the name of Prince B, who was the genius behind PM Dawn, has passed away. He suffered for a really, really long time. He's had a number of strokes. He had to have his feet amputated due to diabetes. And it was a tough last chapter for him. But we had incredible, incredible stories on the road. And
you were on tour with them, right?
Yeah.
Them and Peter Gabriel for a long time?
I was their drum tech, stage manager, do-everything guy. We had an incredible crew. We got to be on the road with Peter Gabriel and Stereo MCs, and I got to have Sinead O'Connor stories. And I asked him when I first met him, I want two things out of you. I want to ride in a helicopter, and I want to meet Sinead O'Connor, and he got me the Sinead O'Connor bit, so... He's awesome.
Good news is you still have a chance at
the helicopter,
the helicopter
ride.
Business.
You never know. So, you know, God bless Prince B. A lovely guy and one of the greatest huggers I've ever experienced. So,
not a great year for musicians named Prince.
No. And he actually named his kid Christian, which was an incredible honor. So to his kids and Sierra and Mary and everybody, my condolences. And if you got some PM Dawn, crank it up. And if you haven't, go and find the Jesus Wept album by PM Dawn. It is one of the greatest albums you've never heard. And sleep well, big guy. And thanks for all of the great stories that I'll get to tell for the rest of my life on this planet.
100.3 The Sound. We were just talking about this guy. I like the Hindu Love Gods version, too, the Warren Zevon one. Hey, it's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock going on right now, but in the background, on Facebook Live, you can watch us play Classic Rock Trivial Pursuit. See just how smart we are. Or dumb, as the case may be. Go to Andy in the Afternoon or 100.3 The Sound. You can see the Facebook Live feed right now. 100.3 The Sound. A second and get us inside some Rolling Stones, Christian.
How about some sitar and some guitar?
Rhymes. Gallops.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Strange chords. This would be Brian Jones's influence, of course.
Yeah, he's the one that picked up the sitar. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
He did it actually before Georgie Boy, didn't he?
Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that he saw George playing it.
Okay.
And he was the first one to use it in a song. Yeah.
Interesting. So George picked it up first, and Brian put it in first.
Yeah.
As she said, smiling. Incredible. Like, imagine that the first time that the sitar is used in a rock recording.
And I think they looked at it like it was a novelty record at first.
Sure. Now you do it and you're accused of ripping off the Beatles and the Stones.
That's true.
Brilliant. Oh, it's the song we're playing right now.
I know.
Man, that is good.
Just
radio.
Dovetailed that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100 minutes commercial free. And a breakdown here and there. 100.3 The Sound. Nice, Christian.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
Don Trump, as a double agent, is going to work for the Clintons. He's going to break up the Republican National Party without any real thought of becoming president. And the conflict comes when he actually becomes way too popular and stops returning the Clintons' phone calls. He's got to be stopped. I mean, this is the movie.
This has been Random Shit David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
49 years ago today, Jefferson Airplane had their first top five hit with "This'n" on the Sound. Mm. That's a good one off Physical Graffiti. That's what you call variety.
Is that what I smell?
Yeah, it's a song that we're playing because people said they liked it when we did that survey a few weeks back. You can text like or dislike any song we play, and it might very well result in that song being played more often or less often.
So if you like it, you send like
to 21003.
And if you dislike it, you send
dislike. You are a fast study.
I'm going to write this down. I might forget.
100 minutes, commercial-free classic rock going on right now. And also a mean game of sorry in the studio.
It's getting heated, people.
I've never felt more like a dad.
Round one. Fight.
So every day at 3:40, we each pick a song, and then you vote and tell us which one wins. Lots of votes today.
Yeah? How'd it go?
59-41%. I got my teeth kicked in by Johnny Cash.
No,
Ring of Fire.
But he's one of your favorites.
He is one of my favorites. I'm two down.
Man.
And I'm almost okay with it.
We all win when he plays.
It's a good song. Written by June Carter Cash. Do you know that?
No.
She wrote that with her first husband, Merle Kilgore. Great song, Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash. He's one of my idols. So I'm going to not let it burn too much. I'm 2 points down in the song fight.
Wait, you're 2 points down?
I believe I'm two
weekend?
Down, aren't I?
Oh, yeah.
So we'll do another one on Monday at 3 o'clock, and Christian will be puffed with himself until then.
Yeah.
Up next, we're going to say goodbye with a little song that we always play, and then Rita Wild takes over for the rest of your Friday night. It's going to be a hoot. We'll get to it in just a moment on The Sound. week of shows. We're going to try to do even better next week.
Yeah, it's not going to be hard. I mean, it's like a 6 this week, which is good for us, you know?
Yeah.
6-5 next week, we're going up. You know?
Yeah, 6-2 even.
Yeah.
Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow.
Wow, Sammy phoning it in the bubbles.
I know you'll always remain in my heart. So good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish
I fell in
and a prayer
to a burning
every dream comes
fire.
Don't take advantage of my good nature.
Sorry, dude.
And now until we meet again, say adios. Au revoir, Auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas. I love you, boy. I can't find you. There you are.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
I love you too, Viv. You cute little cute. Rita Wild's coming in.
She's good.
Yeah. She's better than us by a country mile.
Country 2 or 3 miles, actually.
Yeah. Anyhow, we'll be back on Monday. Have a happy Father's
happy
Day
Father's
to all the
Day
fathers.
To you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, pal. One of the best dads I know.
Well, thanks.
Without a doubt.
You're a real son of a...
Oh.